when you go into a fast food restaurant, fast food restaurants have always been the place that it's just, you know, what do you get? Sodas, fries, burgers, right? But this fast food establishment, Taco Bell, is looking at the possibility of alcohol in its stores. Now, they're going to start selling alcohol in Chicago at their Taco Bells there. What do you think about the idea of a fast food restaurant getting into the alcohol business? Now, like I said, these have always been kind of family establishments. Not to say that other restaurants that sell alcohol
are
suddenly not.
Right.
Because Jefferson and I were talking about this, and I thought, well, so a restaurant will be appalled if a fast food restaurant is selling alcohol, but if it's a restaurant that you can get a $15 entree and they're selling alcohol, well, suddenly we're okay with it. Somehow I'm able to get through meals as a person who doesn't drink without ordering alcohol just because it's on the menu. Now, obviously, there would be restrictions when it comes to drive-thrus, Ethan. I'm assuming that you would never be able to order alcohol at the drive-thru.
I think it would depend on where you were, because I remember
you can't have open containers in almost any state.
No, you can't. But do you remember? And this is reaching way back in the Nightside Project mental archive.
You're going to say something about that Oklahoma shooting range that also is a drive-thru liquor store?
Nope. I'm talking about the liquor store, the drive-thru liquor stores, of which there are many that's allowed in some places.
Yeah.
Where you can, along with your liquor purchase, ask for and receive a cup of ice.
No.
Yeah. You don't remember this? You don't remember this?
No.
Well, listen, a Taco Bell spokesperson. Now, this is back when Taco Bell first applied for this liquor license. This was like in May. They said this. This is the quote from the Taco Bell spokesperson. We're building a completely new urban restaurant design in Wicker Park, which is this neighborhood, right? And we'll have more information available closer to our opening this summer. So there you go.
There it is.
Now, I'm interested to see what all that looks like. My knee-jerk reaction is that fast food restaurants are not necessarily a great place to buy alcohol. The cars being a factor, right? I mean, obviously.
What are the numbers of people that go through the drive-thru compared to the people that actually sit down in these types of restaurants?
Well, but obviously, though, you look, for example, at the difference between a drive-up liquor store and a regular liquor store. The real difference is only the distance you walk between your parking spot and the front door, right? I mean, that's the only real distance. But still, we got to draw a line somewhere. And sometimes it's an emotional line. Sometimes it's a line of dignity, right? All right, 57500 is the text.
Yeah, tell us what you think, because on the one hand, I thought, well, that's weird to have fast food restaurants selling booze. Somebody pointed out, and this has been the case, the first Chipotle I ever went to, they offer beer, right, when you go through the Chipotle line there. And
But Chipotle is not fast food in the same way.
No, it's not. It's the fast casual. Yeah. It would be like Cafe Rio offering alcohol, and I don't see Cafe Rio and McDonald's on
Cafe
the same
Rio,
plane.
I bet Cafe Rio could start serving alcohol.
I don't think they would, because that's just. I mean, maybe.
Well, there wouldn't be a huge demand.
Maybe
for
they would
it,
because my in-laws were in town and they got a Cafe Rio up near them in Washington, right? Well, a couple of years ago.
Maybe like in Washington State, they'd serve beer or something.
Maybe.
Like that.
And maybe the owners would say, nah, that's just not a road we're going to go down. But in a place like the suburban Seattle, it would go over tremendously well if someone could go into a Cafe Rio and drink. Now, would it be as effective if somebody could go and get a beer at a McDonald's? It sounds weird just because it's not something we've done, right? It's not something we've seen before.
Yeah.